You're listening to Big Tom and Roach, a different type of morning show, only on the Giggles Live Radio Network.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything. God, dude, in the house, I dropped my hot pot.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
I wouldn't be so hostile if you had 1 ounce of talent.
Sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Good morning, folks. It's a nice day in California.
Here's Big Tom and Roach.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Big Tom and Roach on the Giggles Live Radio Network. Here, I'll turn your mic off so you can move it. I just realized we had our mics all in different directions. You can move it. I turned it off so you can move your mic.
Oh, I can hear myself now.
Yeah, that meant that.
It's all good. I can just work like this the whole time.
Okay, that seems weird having you hunched over the table like that. I don't know.
That's gonna what kind feel of, real good tomorrow.
Workman's comp insurance is provided by the Giggles Live Radio Network, but
We're good. Can you hear me? Okay.
Actually, you know what happens is if you do get back problems as a result of mic placement, we have DMV Mike and Chuck Testa take turns walking on your back. It's very
perfect.
Fun.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the right amount of money, for like the right copay, they'll actually wrestle on your back.
Oh.
That's very therapeutic. I don't know where I'm going with
this. Good times.
So it's Tuesday.
Yes.
And Valentine's Day is coming up early next week.
What?
Yeah. Have you already bought your Valentine's Day cards and such for the kids to pass out.
Oh, we make our own.
You make your own? Yeah. Really? So have you started that?
I think 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a lot of paper.
Right.
Different colored papers that I've bought for different things in the past. And so I thought, you know what, let's just use what we've got. I don't feel like going out and looking for how much are they at the end of the day? It's maybe like you're spending $3, but then you get to the candy that you got to tape on and everything. I would just rather go.
When did that
out.
Start, by the way? Because all I remember from when I was a kid is I would get like a little picture with Tasmanian Devil holding a heart and said, "Be mine, chomp chomp," and that was it.
Don't you remember the candy though? Like the heart candy and the.
I didn't live in a wealthy neighborhood, my friend. I never got anything extra. We just got them little stupid. Sorry.
I remember the heart candies, the ones that say "Be mine." And
oh, I got those from like mom and dad.
Like the little boxes.
Yeah, from mom and dad. I'm talking about from classmates.
But, you know, everybody catches on. So now, you know, Hershey's has different heart wrapping for, you know, their can't. Everyone's in on it. This is how I feel about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
When I was a young person, I bought into it before I had a boyfriend or a husband or whatever, like an actual lover.
Oh, dear.
I actually cared. Like, I wish somebody would be in my life that will take me out to dinner on the busiest night of the year.
Doesn't it seem like Valentine's Day is one of the biggest hoaxes in American history?
I think when I was 21, right before I met my husband, thank goodness for him that I just kind of was like, I don't believe in it. This is the lamest holiday ever.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you,
it makes way more people feel bad than it does good. That's for sure.
Well, it's a feast day of a saint, first of all.
I don't know what that means, but,
saint, it's a Catholic saint. Saint Valentine is a Catholic saint. It's a feast day and all saints have feast days.
Feast day is the part I don't understand.
The feast day is like a day that you celebrate this wonderful person that existed on the earth.
Oh, okay.
Lived to try and be most Christ-like. And a lot of them were shysters before they wanted to be most Christ-like, which is what one of the reasons why they're saints, along with the fact that they there was miracles that happened around them.
So it had nothing to do with food. I hear the word feast and I start thinking ribs.
No, I mean
hot dogs and hamburgers.
Well, I mean, when you think of St. Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day, they are feast days. kind of, right?
Because yeah.
you're feasting on
green ice cream,
commercialism.
It's early.
But hey, you know, if that makes you happy to spend money just because somebody, a Catholic, said you should, just kidding. The Catholics have nothing to do with the commercialism.
Of course not.
But they do have to do with the saints, so you're welcome. I'm just saying you're welcome.
So you prefer St. Patrick's Day over Valentine's Day?
I'm dressed for St. Patrick's Day today, so.
St. Patrick's Day is a little further out, though.
I know. No, I don't care for either one. Like, I don't go, oh, my gosh, it's just like I don't care about Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo for me is every Tuesday because we eat tacos and have margaritas.
Oh, I like that.
So.
That's a good holiday.
Yeah.
Anything that involves tacos. I could do without margaritas, but tacos, I'm in.
Yeah, so.
We should do tacos for Valentine's Day. I'm down.
Sorry to bum you guys out, but really, it's not about you and your love. It's about the kind of money that people can make off of it.
I feel like I really do feel like a lot of it is intended to make people feel bad. Because I know a lot of people who feel left out on those days. And it's more of a hassle. It's kind of more of a headache because you want...
Totally.
Ideally, you would have your feelings constantly expressed to the significant other.
I wonder, you know, they say that the suicide rate gets a little higher during the holidays. I wonder what it is on Valentine's Day.
Man, we're really going dark this morning.
Jeez. I know. What happened? I'm so happy.
I'm like, do your kids fill out a Valentine's Day card? And you start talking about suicide rates.
You know
rates.
What? I think it's because you said, are you getting ready for Valentine's Day? And you're going back in history going, what a stupid holiday. Make me feel like I need to have a man in my life to make me feel complete when all I needed was Jesus.
Meanwhile, your husband's listening going, what am I, chop liver? You've got a Valentine. I don't know why he's Jerry Seinfeld all of a sudden, but he is.
No, but for real, like we don't.
You guys aren't fans of the.
I don't.
That's good though.
And I don't want to give people. I'll buy candy, but I'm not going to buy the sweetheart candies. I'm not going to buy the candies with the heart wrapper on it.
Well, you
I'll buy the regular Hershey's Kisses.
You and your husband. You and your husband work on the relationship all the time, so it's not an abnormal thing for you to show affection like
yeah.
that.
So I don't need one. Yeah. I don't need a holiday to, you know,
celebrate your love.
Yeah, it's like a day you have to circle in your calendar where you have. It's like the pressure's on too to have sex. It's like, what if you can't?
Man, I ain't talking about none of this.
Right? Like, what if your lady friend is visiting and you can't and you don't want to? What if you have COVID?
What lady friend would that be? I don't.
Yeah. You know. Flo. You know Flo.
No, I don't want to know. I was kidding. No.
So gross. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
I was going to try to play an improv game or something, but it just wasn't working.
Flo does have red hair.
Oh, my goodness.
And then she says, kiss my grits.
You're listening to the Valentine's Day special of Big Tom and Roach. All those warm feelings you're feeling inside were predetermined by our programming department.
Oh, my.
So the kids go out and they pass out their things and they get other stuff. Do they, like I used to think about, like, I would get my little package of Bugs Bunny and I'd be like, all right, which of my friends are like Bugs Bunny friends? Mm-hmm. Which ones are like the Daffy Duck?
Wow,
friends?
You really put thought into it?
I did. I think I did. And then I really put thought into the ones that other kids gave me too. I'm like, why did this dude give me Princess Leia? What is that all about?
Because they're all Princess Leia.
Yeah. Well, when it was Star Wars.
I remember getting Gem and the Holograms when I was a little, I think it was fifth grade maybe.
Yeah?
Those were mine. That's probably the last ones I remember. But usually has like little puppies and things, a little like heart emojis coming out of their, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So instead of buying Valentine's Day, a couple of years ago, I invested in the scissors that have like the different outlines in them. Mm-hmm. So we make our own with those, and they all say the same thing. Happy Valentine's Day.
Wow, that's creative.
And I originally started doing it with them because it made them practice writing their name.
Oh, yeah. That's good, though.
So they're doing, they're, you know, they're kind of doing homework without knowing it.
Nice.
And it's not to anybody. It's just from Asher.
Right. I like that.
So.
Oh, that's good. That's a good way to do it.
Everybody gets the same thing. It's from Asher.
I was surprised when the kids started coming home with like a bag. Like they get more for Valentine's Day.
It's like a goodie bag.
Yeah, they get more for Valentine's Day than they do for like Halloween.
You don't have to tell me. Yeah. I have.
It's crazy.
As crafty as I am and as sometimes as guilty as I feel when my kids come home with those big bags and we cut out some some cardboard paper and like glued a Hershey's Kiss to it. And then they come home with a goodie bag with pencils and erasers and candy and... I'm just kind of like, see, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it feels like there's a little bit of a showmanship going there.
Well, that's all on that person, right? But at the end of the day, they're just feeding the Valentine giant that comes out every year and just gobbles up our money.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Easter Bunny's standing behind waiting for him to clear out the aisle so he can start selling you stuff too.
Absolutely.
You are listening to the Giggles Live.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
And we are back, Big Tom and Roach, on a Tuesday, having a good, positive morning.
Totally positive. I just had to speak my truth, Tom, about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, that we had to get that out of our system.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I just haven't been a believer for 24 years.
I was never a big Valentine's Day person. I don't think.
It's just a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of pressure.
It is, too. Especially if there's if somebody works at a job where there's a lot of female coworkers watching to see what are we getting. Do you think is there like a comparison thing goes? Do you think?
I hope not. I would think that giving out Valentine's cards at work would be like not allowed.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't mean amongst coworkers. Oh. I mean like different. Because I'm thinking of like. What show was it? King of Queens. There was one where Carrie had some flowers laying on her desk, and she was like, "Oh, I've got the best husband. He's just blah 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 blah." But it turned out one of the other girls had laid them on there while she went to get a vase.
I see.
So I always wonder: is there that comparison of, "Oh, I got this, I got that"?
Well, yeah. I mean, on Instagram, definitely there is. Oh, thank you so much, Dan. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, Bob, look what Bob sent to my, you know, it may be at work too, but also like people compare stuff on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, are we still doing that? I mean, that kind of was the fun thing about social media was to brag about how blessed, #blessed you were.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
It's good to catch up. It's kind of like social media would be great if you can do it like 2 days a year. So you go up and be like, all right, now what does that clown look like now? All right, good. Karma. You look 35 years older than you did last year. I'm glad.
I told you Coke would do that to you.
Yeah. Quick check out who's dead. Okay. Most of my friends are still here. We're good to go.
Oh, man. I thought we were going to keep it light and upbeat this morning.
This is upbeat for me. If I can have contact with people 2 days instead of 365, do you realize how positive that would be for me?
That would be amazing. Things are going to start happening to me now.
It's funny because the social media thing is you're like, these are the people I want in my life. These are the people. And then I know I want more people in my life. I want more people in my life. And then you're going, I really wanted to delete my Facebook.
Well, yeah. It really came to that point, didn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I remember someone telling me this was a family member bragging about how many followers they had. And I didn't even think about it because I originally went on Facebook so that I can, you know, keep in contact with my family in Peru that I never see or speak with. And at least we're seeing pictures of each other and who's having babies and, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who's graduating, whose birthday is it? You know what I mean? And then it started with, well, how many followers do you have? And then there was like this comparison thing.
Right.
And I thought, oh, wait, am I supposed to feel bad because I have 100 and you have 750? How do you know so many people?
My 7-year-old got 85 likes and your 2-year-old only got 4.
I know. What is that?
So do you do the social media detox? Like, do you have an official detox?
I do.
How does that work?
I usually do it during Lent. I've done it a few years.
How long is that?
It's 40 days and nights.
So do you completely stop the social media or you throttle back severely?
Last year, just because when I really started getting into taking comedy more seriously, I think last year I had to go on to at least put on a flyer or something. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
This might be happening if we're allowed to, or you know what I mean? But
you go on for work, not for the spirit of why you gave up social media.
I have pretty much on my Facebook. It's sad to say, but I will post. I don't scroll too much because the second I see a political post, I get grossed out and go, get off. Don't comment, either scroll on, but usually now I know, okay, time to get off.
For me, even, it's not even just that. It's not even all the divisive stuff. Like, that's frustrating enough as it is, but there's just so much, like, nonsense that you just can get, you just get lost. You end up in this rabbit hole where you waste your time and you're not happy. You're looking at other people's fake versions of their lives that, you know.
Well, that's what it used to be, and I think that's when it was fun. Because it was fun for me. Maybe it's because I'm a little bit competitive at heart that I feel like, oh shoot, get motivated.
Well, you're talking about fun before the numbers get involved. That it was fun before. It was fun when you were actually communicating with friends.
Yes, and then it became, oh look at, I'm on another private jet. Oh look at my new car. Oh look at this. And as much as it's like I can be happy for you, but you know, when everyone's doing so well and you're at home in your sweats with baby throw up on them, it's like all crusty and you're just like, you keep changing and then you go, what's the point of changing? I'm going to keep getting stains on my clothes.
Yeah.
But
it's natural to compare yourself to other people.
Right.
It's totally human nature to do that.
Yeah.
If you get up and you look at your social media before you have your Wheaties, you're going to have problems.
Oh yeah. No, I can catch myself because you know, your phone is dinging before you're up because Instagram's letting you know that someone you follow is going live right now.
Right.
You know, and as much as I try and fix those notifications, I don't know. I still get them anyway. So I'm constantly, and I have a couple Instagrams that are work related. So if I get a message, I want to address the message as soon as possible. So there's the little worker bee in me that goes, oh, this is work.
Yeah.
This could be work. And then it turns out it's no, some dude that I follow is going live, and that's not the first thing that I want to see in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the dudes that you follow could be sending you other stuff that you don't want to see first thing in the morning too sometimes.
First thing I want to see in the morning is what I saw this morning. It was amazing.
What was that, coffee?
My little boy, my 10-year-old, said, Mommy, Mommy, open your eyes. And I opened my eyes, and he had my cup of coffee.
Aw, what a sweetheart.
And I said, you are the best. That's what I want to see in the morning.
That's the little things, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It was amazing.
So what do you do to like reduce the clutter and all that stuff like in the real world? Because I know like the Facebook and all that stuff, that's one thing where you've got all the, you get the mind clutter from that. But
it's
kind of have to do it at home too.
Listen, it's hard. Like I can tell you what's worked and then I forget to reuse what's worked.
Isn't
and
that
then
weird yeah. how we do that?
It's like it's like prayer too, you know, like you get in the motion of praying, you know, like I'm Catholic and when I need something to happen or I've hit a wall and I go, Lord, you know, what do I need to do? I'm going to go to my mom. So I start praying the rosary. Mm-hmm. I start praying the rosary. I ask for Mary's intercession is what we call it. We're not praying to Mary. We're asking her to pray for us, if you will. And, I can get in the habit of doing that, right? So I'll get in the car and I'll say, okay, I'm going to pray a rosary on my way to the kids' school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And things start working and getting like going in place. Things are happening that just kind of go together. And then what's really funny is once I get what I want, I'm like a selfish little child. I go, hey, thanks. And I move on with my life until I hit another wall. And then I go, Mommy.
You're like, thanks for getting the interception, Mary. Appreciate it.
Mama, I'm back. Help me.
Isn't that weird? We've talked about that with, because we for a little while, we're going on walks sometimes.
Yeah.
And like how when you go and you do the walk or you go and you get your exercise, how I think Orchid was the first one that had brought that up, how you do that and it actually creates more time in your day. You feel like it's taking time out of your day, but it's actually creating more time
because
your energy changes and you're just able to do more.
And that's such a great way to look at it.
Yeah. No, you're you're so funny. I've made you self-conscious. Poor Roach.
It's not just you. You're not the only one that says I cut you off while you're speaking. It's a very bad habit I have, but it's my ADD telling me get it out before you forget.
Yeah, it's excitement. No, the same way. I do the same thing.
So
now I've already forgotten what we were talking about.
Well, we're talking about what are the secrets to staying offline. Honestly, I just... If it keeps popping up and I can't because I have to be present for something else, like let's say my kid's basketball game, I just have to tell myself, this is stay present. This is more important than that. Yeah. When I see that little Instagram app flash on my phone, I go, nope, that's not important. That is not important right now.
Maddie straight up calls me out if I'm on my daddy, get off your phone. Daddy, mm-hmm. I'm here. Get off your phone. Like, okay.
I love when they say, you're always on your phone. And they say, I'm working on my phone.
And sometimes I've tried to explain it to them before. Sometimes it's a fidget for a parent too, where you're just kind of like, I know people get judgy when they see a parent on the phone at the park. Sometimes that parent is at the park because the house was ready to explode with those children running wild and the parents just trying to get a few minutes of sun, stay out of their business.
Totally. How do you know that parent wasn't at the table all morning coloring with the child?
Yeah.
You know, how do you know that parent isn't, you know, homeschooling?
Right.
And now the parent's having their recess too. I would never judge a parent. Now, if the parent is there with a 2.5-year-old and the 2.5-year-old is eating sand and the parent has no idea because his face or her face is in the phone, then I might go, hey, man.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Your baby's about to eat some cat shit. Oops, sorry. poop.
What's funny is I wouldn't even notice it if you didn't bring attention to it.
I'm trying so hard.
I'm trying to. I'm working on that. I'm working on it. I don't know how I'm going to be successful at it. Because when I'm tired, I cuss more. Do you do that when you're tired? Do you cuss a little more?
Yeah, because you think it's going to give you a boost of energy.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is. Because you're like, come on, get up.
Well, I think like I remember where I was, because we were talking about the exercise, how when we were doing it, it would... Like you get out and you take a walk and you'd feel so much better and you'd feel so much more productive. I think the same thing could be said for prayer, meditation, whatever it is that people use to get centered. Because, you know, there was a book that I read when I was a teenager. It was called Too Busy Not to Pray. And the whole concept was, and it, of course, being selfish, didn't really follow the principles of it. It basically was saying that, you know, taking that time and getting, you know, expressing what it is that you want, expressing what it is that you need, and having that communication it helps organize things for you throughout the day. So absolutely. It basically makes the day a lot more efficient.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. It's kind of like just like exercising, I guess. Like it's a really kind of one of those things you really got to do just to keep.
You have to schedule
your sanity, I guess.
I was talking to my Sherpa Craig Shoemaker. It's actually in the last Enlightened Up podcast,
right?
He's put up. It's him and I talking.
And where can we see the? Is it on?
You can go on. You can see the video of it is on YouTube. It's shot, but you could also hear it on iTunes and Spotify.
Everywhere podcasts are heard.
It's called Enlightened Up.
Enlightened Up, and that's with the Love Master Craig Shoemaker.
Yes. But we talked about that, you know, because he says, you know, you're so defiant. You're the most defiant. I think he called me a client or student. I don't know what he used, but because I don't do his fun assignments, which are, you know, so far they've been journaling exercises, and I do them. I have my iPad with me, and I like the feeling of typing. Mm-hmm. But he wants me to handwrite it. And so I said to him, I said, typing's so much faster. And he says, that's just it. Like, it's not about going faster. There's no shortcuts. It's about finding time to, like, he said that writing is more spiritual. Like, there's more in, you know, I know what he's talking about, and he's not wrong. And I journal. It's just that when he's asking me to journal things that I love, then I feel like I really have to be in a special place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really have to be present. So then I really have to, you know, it's like, we have to schedule that time out. Does that mean you get up an hour earlier than everyone else?
No. Not with you, you don't. Yeah, that's, no way.
That's
on
like
earth.
2 hours earlier, because it takes me about an hour to actually get up.
Are you sure your Sherpa knows you if he talks about you getting up an hour early? Has he seen you before 10?
No.
Okay, see?
I don't think so.
That's why he's saying get up an hour earlier.
So, I know.
You're like, I'm barely awake, man.
I know. But no, I understand what he's saying. And mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with prayer. See, like I said to him, you know, the times that I talk to God, I'm in the car or I'm on the pot.
Or it's in the shower, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or in the shower. It's like, I can't write those things down then. I can record it, but it's just not the same. I could still record it and then handwrite it. I mean, it's not like you'd ever know the difference, right, Sherps?
This is getting weird.
He's gonna go. There she is. She's so defiant.
She's
there
gonna
it
send
is.
Me those shower recordings. I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, just remember, you know, when those little emojis or the app things pop up on your phone, and you know what? Log off.
Yeah, you do.
I log off.
Yeah, you have to log off, and you just have to kind of just stay away for a little while. And when I do, especially with Facebook, I'll post something, and then somebody else say something about it, like in real life. And I'll go, oh, yeah, I forgot that I did that. So mm-hmm. I'll go look, and there'll be a whole bunch of comments that I haven't responded to. Mm-hmm. So I just do it all at once. So I'll go back like every 3 days. I'll go and comment back on my stuff.
Something like that happened to me. It was when Nancy Pelosi was caught in the hair salon without her mask on, right?
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing was like, I don't care except for the fact that we're all masked up.
Yeah.
And that part of town in San Francisco. And then I found out that the salon lady was like going out of business because she couldn't afford to keep the salon open, right?
Right.
And so I wrote like a thing that said, I don't understand. She has more money than God, because supposedly she was only getting a shampoo,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. She wasn't getting styled or anything like that, which I think probably is baloney.
Right.
But my question was, as simply just a viewer and a hearer of the news, is she has more money than God. Why didn't she just have the shampoo boy come to her house?
Right. Or you can buy shampoo. Amazon delivers shampoo.
Thing yeah. Like, does she not have a shower?
Yeah, I got a Pert Plus bottle not 2 weeks ago.
So that's all I said, and then I logged off because I thought it was a funny thought.
Yeah,
because if I had that kind of money, I would have a little salon put in my house.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, I would have people come and do my things there. And I logged off, I think, for maybe a day. And somebody had said something to me like, that was hilarious. Oh my gosh, some people got really mad. And I said, oh, what?
No. I just want to hear.
I logged back on and I had friends that don't even know each other just fighting with each other on the feed. And I went, oh no, this is amazing. You know, amazing because I had started a fight and I'd never done that before. I like instigated something with just a question.
Just kind of in a, not a playful way, but in a, not really with an intention of jabbing anybody.
No, it was an intention of, you know, this is silly.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to joke about, because the Dodgers went a long time without winning a World Series, so I used to make little, like, comments, but more jokingly, because you know how I am with sports. Mm-hmm. I don't take it too seriously. I enjoy it, but it's more as a, more like from a pragmatic standpoint. Mm-hmm. I like watching it like a chess match, I guess.
Okay.
And whatever, it is what it is. But I made some kind of a post about, I think it was about Clayton Kershaw or something. And one of the T-ball moms on my team was a little, I think she was playful back. I don't remember all the exact things that came out. But then this dude from Sacramento, who was like a comedy fan of mine, like totally went after her because he's a, you know, dipshit sports fan that gets way too involved. And then she ended up like dropping me because I was on the same team as him. Like from Facebook and from all the social media. Like,
oh my goodness.
It actually bothered. And it really kind of bothered me because she was like a cool girl. And
so she canceled you?
Yeah. I thought it was kind of sad. Damn. Just because of this dude and his dumb ass. I'm like,
yeah.
So I don't know. It was kind of weird though. I thought I was guilty by association, but I did do enough jabbing. It was always playful with me though. I've never like been too, I've been a little mean to Stafford and that's going to obviously bit me in the ass because he's in the Super Bowl this week.
That's right.
I've been talking about how he'll never go to a Super Bowl ever since the Rams got him. And what did he do? He took him right to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
What the heck do I know? Right?
That's what I say sometimes, you know, especially when I am watching someone on stage and I just think, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. And then something amazing happens to them. And then I say, well, there it is again, Rochelle. What do you know?
Mm-hmm. But it all comes true eventually. Just like Matthew Stafford's going to poop the bed this weekend.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
Heard one of his linemen tripped over a bulldog or something. I don't know. It was weird. Weird stories coming out of the... No.
They're all going to be tripping over bulldogs. It's my hope this coming spring.
So great. How awesome would that be? I've been impressed with them. I've been impressed with Matthew Stafford. I don't know. We'll see. I still don't think that he's that great. But you know, if you don't have to,
you
be
know,
that great.
He just turns it on. He just turns it on. It looks like, and he doesn't care about what people say about him, Tom.
Yeah, he's shouldn't
tuning you out.
Yeah, he should
talk about not turning on social media. I bet you he doesn't at all. I bet he has people do it for him.
He canceled me, and I've just been loving on Jimmy G, sending Jimmy G all my love and well wishes, hoping that he would just get it done. And Matthew Stafford embarrassed him. It happened. That's what I get.
That's what happens when you get cocky.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, right?
Happens to kids on their ball games all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like first half, they're like, yeah, we got this. We're so much better. They get all cocky, and then they get whipped. In the second half.
This and then happened a lot in the NFL this year.
And then too. The parents go, I don't understand. I don't understand. Why is this happening? What's happening? And in my head, I'm going, they got cocky.
Yeah. You can never underestimate who you're playing against and overestimate how great you are.
In the immortal words of a rapper, and I don't know his name, it's sit down, be humble.
I have no idea who that is. I thought for sure there was going to be something.
Yeah, he says, sit down, be humble. That's what the lyrics in the song.
Oh, okay.
That's the chorus.
Sit down, be humble.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to look that one up.
For sure.
And this one was a mainstream song.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll trust you on that.
Yeah. If you happen to know who that is, please write in at bigtomandroach@gmail.com. And if you have any questions for us, go ahead and ask them. We'll see if we can answer them for you.
That's right. We might have one or two already in ready to go. Maybe we'll have to do that on Wednesday.
Yeah, if I could just find the password.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we might have accidentally broadcast the password.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to give us some extra time on the other side because I want to get into Laughter Heals, because that's the one email that I get is what's going on with Laughter Heals. What is that? So we want to talk about Laughter Heals on the other end of the break.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
So much comedy coming up over the next couple of months, but we have a really big show coming up next weekend, and that is a show that Laughter Heals puts on. I had a few people who have emailed me and kind of asked me about how does Laughter Heals work and what is the, because it's a great thing where right. You can go to these shows at the Canyon Club. If it's a Laughter Heals event, nurses get in free by showing their ID.
Correct.
It's the way of showing appreciation to people who take care of us.
Yep.
And tell us more about Laughter Heals.
Okay. So Laughter Heals is it's a nonprofit organization. You can check out the website at laughterheals.org. It was started a few years ago, and then COVID kind of hit, so everything went on pause. But the idea behind it is to definitely, I think we're looking at it more as a movement.
Right.
Right. So.
And this was started by the way.
Yeah, this is
Craig Shoemaker.
Yeah, he's the founder. Craig Shoemaker is the founder. And we want to turn it into a grassroots movement. And the mission of Laughter Heals, number one and foremost, is to educate on the proven healing power of laughter.
Right.
I mean, it's been studied for over 20 years, at least. I mean, there's been articles in Time Magazine on the benefits of laughing, starting with the fact that you are actually breathing in more oxygen than usual. You're releasing stress, and in releasing stress, you're releasing the cortisol in your body that holds on to that. When I think of cortisol, I think of it being like a hormone that holds on to the fat around your belly,
right?
That's what I think of, but it's actually like a stress hormone that is just so bad for us, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of releases that guy, it kind of kills it. It also, so that's good for your heart.
Yeah. Right. Also, one of the things I noticed, because I actually was a comedy club fan before I was a comic, I would go out to comedy in Hawaii. I would sleep so much better on nights that I went to comedy than I did if I like went to a concert or if I went clubbing or something like that. For some reason, that release of laughter.
Totally. Have you ever laughed so hard that your abs hurt the next day?
Right.
How could that not be a good workout?
Like, yeah. Exactly.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, other than the hypnotist that tried to unzip my pants. True story.
That will never happen at a Laughter Heels show.
No.
There will be no hypnotist.
There won't be a hypnotist at any of my shows.
But yeah, so it improves your cardiac health. It boosts your immune system, right? I mean, when other else in time do we need to really boost our immune system, right? COVID times?
Yeah, and when a hypnotist is unzipping your pants.
Yes, hello. Again, never at a Laughter Heals show will that hypnotist be there. It lowers your blood pressure. It improves your mood, duh. It reduces those stress hormones I just told you about. It increases endorphins, and dopamine is released. Dopamine is the chemical in your brain that makes you addicted to stuff. Like
right.
That's what happens when you, I don't know, try heroin. So
that's why people use the phrase, that's so dope. But that creates so much dopamine for me.
That's so dope.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
It's true though.
But so yeah, so this is a good thing to be addicted to laugh and to be happy, right?
I think so.
So those are, so we're trying to inform people. It's one of the things that we do. And then in that we have to get these big names in there sometimes to fill the rooms, like in any show, in any comedy show, but there's also, you know, not, they're not for free. They're not coming in for free. We're not there yet, you know? Mm. And so we have to pay talent.
Right, of course.
So there's that. We have to pay for a venue. We have to pay. We just have to pay for talent. And here's the thing: is we want to get so above that, right? So we want to be at a point where we have people going into hospitals and making people laugh there.
I think that would be so incredible.
And totally.
And I think that, that they would see improvements in people's health and their attitudes.
We have the studies that have been done by doctors and also by someone that's on our team who's helping create the app that will go in hospitals first.
Nice.
Because that when people are laughing, they are distracted by what's making them laugh, that's making them feel good, versus the pain they're feeling or the discomfort of whatever treatment they're getting. And that's huge.
What if we could figure out a way to get a comedy radio network into all the hospitals, keep people smiling?
Hey, well, hopefully we, you know, why not? Let's let's bring all the big bucks together.
You're like, let's do that in an ideas session. Yes, not on the air.
Maybe not on the air. Let's see how much money I can get out of you, boss, because it's all about the big bucks. Right. But yeah, I mean, that's what we're about. We're a local 805 organization, and we're trying to do something. I came on board about 7 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that I'm doing it. I wish I had more time to do it, you know, to put more time into it. And I think I'll get there.
Well, you're using the time that you have to add value to it, because you're absolutely helping with it, and you're definitely helping.
And this is one of my ways of helping with it, is talking about it with you on the air and telling people about it, because it's really, it's an important thing that I'm doing. I feel like it's a philanthropy thing also at the same time.
Right.
When I say I work for Laughter Heals, it's really just that. It's not like I'm going to get a 1099 or a W-2.
No, you just get those cards. No, and I'm doing it. And stuff. No, I'm paying. She gets nothing. No, she.
Well, I don't get, I don't, no, I don't not get, I, well, okay.
I was kidding.
I do get a Sherpa out of this.
There you go.
I always like to talk about my Sherpa. My Sherpa is Craig Shoemaker,
mm-hmm.
and he's my mentor.
Right.
So I'm getting a mentorship out of this, which is huge. I mean, right. People would kill to be in my situation.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And so, but the lucky thing for me is that I believe in his cause, and I think it's amazing.
Yeah. It works out both ways.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And so right now, the way we're giving back, that we think we can give back, is to let our nurses in free to our shows, because they need it.
And they can get into the show coming up next week on Thursday, right? Is it the 13th?
It's Thursday.
Was it the 13th or is it the...
No. It's not next week. It's like
it's 2 weeks away.
It's the 24th.
Okay, it's the 24th. So we got a little ways away, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I did see they've already got the information out, and Eddie Ift is going to be their great headliner. You definitely want to check out that show.
Yeah.
I'll probably go hang out.
Yeah, and if you live in the 805, please come and see the show. You know, if you want to change the world, you have to start at home.
Yeah, and I will catch you next time doesn't always work when it comes to supporting your favorite comics and friends, because sometimes the next time doesn't happen when... when people are saying next time.
Right. I love when they say, well, when are you on again? And I say, well, that's not the point. Just come.
Right. Yeah, I've gone to show. I think I've gone when you weren't on there and when you were on there. So I've supported both directions.
Yeah, just come. It's a great night.
Yeah, the Canyon Club right there in Agoura Hills. For information, you can go to Where Laughter Meets the Soul. Or no, Where Music Meets the Soul.
Yeah, I think you can find them on Instagram at Canyon Agoura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do that. And we're going to get out of here because we're out of time. We'll be back on Wednesday morning. We got so much to talk about. I can't wait.
Little Willie Green from New Orleans, a greedy boy was he. He always liked a lot of kids around just to keep him company. One day his mom bought him a jelly roll, the best cake that was made. And when the kids began to hang around, little Willie said, I ain't gonna give nobody none of this jelly roll. I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake to save a soul. My ma told me today, when she went away, to be a good boy, she bring me a toy. I'm my mama's pride and joy. Ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you, but I hate the time you die. This jelly roll is sweet, surely hard to beat. I know you want it, but you can't have it, cause I ain't gonna give you none. Jelly roll. I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake to save your soul. My ma told me today, when she went away, to be a good boy, she bring that toy. I'm my mama's red eye boy. Ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you, but I hate the time you die. This jelly roll is sweet, surely hard to beat. I know you want it, but you can't have it, 'cause I ain't gonna give you nothing.